This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A bunch of folks are meeting in a room in Beijing, making decisions that affect the world economy, including American jobs. China's National People's Congress, that country's yearly policymaking session, is now underway. The Chinese leadership is trying to engineer the grand shift from an export-led economy to a more consumer-driven one. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So China has that target for its economy, growth of 7.5% for this year. Ours is running in the mid-2% range. So China's target sounds grand, but it's not.
Yeah, I mean, even if they meet this GDP growth target, it would be the slowest economic growth in 24 years. It's going to take time and money to transform the country's growth model from one that depends on building infrastructure to one that depends on consumers buying things. I spoke to Beijing-based economist Arthur Kroeber today about China's GDP target, and he said China's habit of setting an economic growth target encourages local governments in China to speed up their growth artificially by building more, thereby falling back on what got China's economy in trouble in the first place.
What you really should be focusing on is the structure of the economy. Is it promoting broad-based welfare and generating good returns to households and so forth? And there are a lot of better ways to measure those outcomes than simply a GDP target.
Now, Rob, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang delivered the official work report to delegates today, setting the tone, I think, for the government. Any surprises?
Yeah, there were a couple. First off, Li said China is declaring a war.
A war. Tell me that's a metaphor, Rob.
It is. He said the government would declare war on pollution. It was a welcome remark for anyone here worried about the toxic smog that tends to hover over the country for much of the year. The other interesting thing that he said was that for the first time ever for a Chinese leader at this type of event, Li said China would promote the healthy development of internet banking.
Internet banking? Like what?
Well, Alibaba, the world's largest internet company, has set up its own money market fund called Yuebao, whose returns are higher than if you were to put your money into a state bank. And it's putting pressure on China's central bank to raise interest rates and to liberalize the financial system. So for Li to acknowledge Yuebao in a speech as important as this one is interesting, and it shows that the government may start to scrutinize services like this in the coming year.
Rob Schmitz, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief, thank you.
Thanks, David.